What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you get right with God. Today, we are on episode 41, and we're talking about holy laughter, angel dust, angel wings, diamonds, and every other weird manifestation that they claim to be associated with the Holy Spirit. We're in a series called Church Detox, where we expose lies, half-truths, lies by omission. And we're just dealing with things in church that we seem to think is normal when it's not. It's not biblical. And so we talked about the gift of tongues a couple episodes back, how that is supposed to be interpreted. We talked about prophecy, how that's supposed to be operating, and how the gifts of the Spirit are manifested in people. And so within the church movement, or the Christian Protestant church, there are groups called charismatic. Some are called Pentecostals, and they seem to highlight, you know, the tongues and the nine gifts of the Spirit, primarily the tongues, prophecy. Some will bring out holy laughter. Some will bring out other stuff, like, you know, a lot of this praying for people and they just falling back and falling out. All this weird stuff going on in church. And I was a member of the Pentecostal church for 8 years. I joined one and I participated in fake tongues and going to prayer sessions and all of that stuff. And it was no benefit to me. And I realized it was mostly just the flesh. People just making up tongues and stuff like that. So a lot of people are saying that holy laughter is something from the Holy Spirit, where you just bust out in uncontrollable laughter for a given period of time. And they say that's from God. So we're going to talk about that, how that's not from God. And then, the other thing, we're going to deal with angel dust and angel feathers and finding diamonds and stuff like that. So let's deal with holy laughter. First of all, there is no manifestation of the Holy Spirit in the Bible where he says he makes you laugh uncontrollably. Okay, there are nine gifts of the Spirit. We went over those. We exposed each one. We talked about each one. There is not a tenth one that says holy laughter. All right. So this uncontrollable urge that comes over people for a short period of time is not from God. It's just not something that God is ordained or said that this is the phenomenon that's going to happen if you have the Holy Spirit. It's just not in Scripture. Now, there are Scriptures that people point to try to justify this so-called phenomenon or gift or whatever they will label it as, but it's not true, and I'm going to deal with that in a minute. Ultimately, this so-called holy laughter, a lot of the manifestations that come on within church, where there's people falling out, having, you know, these euphoric feelings and things of that nature is coming from another spirit. It's not the Holy Spirit, but another spirit. And some have labeled that other spirit the Kundalini spirit, or a demon spirit, that is leading people to feel these ways and causing them to have uncontrollable laughter and things of that nature. So there's a counterfeit to the Holy Spirit. And we know Satan does this. We see in Scripture that he tries to mimic God. Okay, the Scripture is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. I'm going to read it here. This is the King James Version. Would to God ye be bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I espouse you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, to your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, you might well bear with him. So what he's saying here is that there are people bringing another Jesus, another spirit, and another gospel. And that's what we have today, the gospel of prosperity. That's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's another Jesus out now that says he's okay with your sins. You can continue to practice sin. He still loves you. You'll be accepted and you'll go to heaven. There's another spirit out here that claims to be the Holy Spirit that can give you uncontrollable laughter, euphoric feelings when you come to church, false tongues and all this other stuff, and false prophecies and everything like that. That's what he's saying. So we have to be mindful that there is a counterfeit out here. And this is the scripture here that where Paul brings this out. He tells the Corinthians about this. We know that Corinthians was also taught. He had to teach them about how to use the gifts of the Spirit. We talked about that a couple sermons ago. So he's still talking to Corinthians. Corinthians were really a twisted church at the time. They had a lot of stuff messed up and he had to correct them a lot. And so these epistles or letters to these churches are for our benefit because God knows the same stuff he's got to work with Corinthians on. He got to work with certain churches in America on. So that's why these scriptures are still valid today. And that's why they're in the Bible. And he gave it to us to review and look at and say, okay, are we doing the same stuff they're doing? Okay, here's how to fix it. So he's telling us, first of all, there's another spirit, there's another gospel, there's another Jesus out there. All right? So you got to be aware of that. Just because you come into the church and they're saying Jesus and you're saying the Holy Spirit and they're saying the gospel doesn't mean it's the correct one. Just because a person said they're Christian don't mean they Christ-like or they follow Christ. We have to be aware of that. And so the Bible exposes that Satan always has a counterfeit to what God is doing. And so today we're talking about that counterfeit spirit, that counterfeit Holy Spirit. Okay, so I just want to make that clear. That's in the scripture. He's telling us that we need to be mindful of that. So just because you go to church and you get these euphoric feelings doesn't mean that's the Holy Spirit doing that. All right. And frankly, we talked about how God wants you to worship him in spirit and truth. It ain't about how you feel. It's about your mind obeying God, and that's it. It ain't about how you feel. You getting a mental orgasm every time you go to church. That ain't from God. That's what people are doing. They're going to church and getting a mental orgasm, which is coming from a what we call a Kundalini spirit. That ain't the Holy Spirit. Okay? So I just wanted to bring that out. That scripture is warning us that we need to be cautious and be careful. So, as I said before, this holy laughter I discern is from Satan. It is not from God. Some say it's the joy of the Lord bubbling up and overflowing in a form of laughter. Some say it's an expression of joy because the person somehow overcame the devil. So these are the reasons behind this burst of laughter that just came out of nowhere. So they're trying to justify it by saying, oh, this is what it means. That's what it means. So there's, like I said, in the Bible, there is no reference to something called holy laughter that comes from the Holy Spirit. Nothing. In the 29 references to laughter found in the Bible, none of them implies anything about something called holy laughter. It's not a fruit of the Spirit. It's not a gift from the Holy Spirit. All right. Another thing about this thing is, like I said, it's kind of uncontrollable, you know, and I've watched a video where a woman just bursted out in so-called holy laughter, and she was laughing for 16 minutes straight. The pastor had to shut down the service because not only was she laughing, there was people just bursting out in different verbal, just saying stuff, screaming out Jesus, and he couldn't even finish his sermon, and he just stopped, and he said, I guess the Holy Spirit is just at work right now. No, man, your church is out of control because you have demon spirits manifesting through people. This ain't the Holy Ghost taking over the church service. Did God tell you to preach a sermon today? Yes. Then what the hell's going on in the church right now? How come you can't preach your sermon? Because the enemy is at work in your church and you've allowed him in there and you think that these manifestations are from Holy Spirit when they're not. And now you can't even preach and finish your sermon because everybody's making noises. This woman was laughing for 16 minutes straight. They took the video down, but I saved the video and I think I'm going to put it up and show y'all. This was a church that I respected the pastor at the time. I never went to his church, but I seen him online. I followed him online and I watched him just go real, real spooky, You know, he started off sound, and then from there he began to get into this signs and wonders and dreams and visions and stuff like that. And why those are biblical, like I said, visions and dreams are biblical. We talked about how to hear from God. There is the devil right alongside that, bringing his counterfeit. And so when he began to talk about this whole so-called holy laughter and how that was his initial experience into becoming a child of God, I questioned him on social media, on his Facebook page, where he promoted that. And we got into a discussion about it, and it was live, and people didn't like that I exposed that, and he didn't like it. And he kind of said, well, just don't follow me if you don't want to agree with me. I said, that's not what this is about. You're promoting something that's not biblical. That is not from God. Then some of his congregants would email me personally, well, private message me through Facebook and say, well, I had a dream that God gave me that holy laughter is legitimate. And what the man told me was he got this scripture from Job chapter 8, verses 21. And it says this: till he fill thy mouth with laughing and thy lips with rejoicing. That's the verse he got. He said, the Holy Ghost gave me that last night when I was dreaming. He gave me that to give to you, because I know you're talking to my pastor on his page right now about that. So I'm trying to help you understand, Neil, that you're wrong about this holy laughter thing. It's from God. And I looked at the passage. I say, okay. And I read the passage in context. This is Job, and I encourage you to read Job chapter 8. Job chapter 8 is talking about not holy laughter, but the fact that Job would be laughing because he's vindicated by God. Because at the time he had people accusing him of stuff. His friend Bildad was accusing him of wrongdoing. That's why he was in the condition that he was in. Job was going through a bunch of trials and tribulations that God was allowing him to go through, and nobody could really understand it. And so Bildad was saying, you're probably in sin, man. But God vindicated him, and the result of that he would be filled with laughter, it says, because he's happy. I'm glad that God showed you, Bildad, that you were wrong and I was right. That's all that was. It doesn't mean that God made Job laugh. It means that Job's response to God's vindication was laughter. He could have responded in a different way. So it's not God making anybody do anything. All right. Another thing, the Holy Spirit, one of his fruit is self-control. Okay. So how is it he just going to jump on you, make you laugh for 16 minutes straight? You don't even know what you're laughing at. Your stomach is hurting. No, he gives you self-control. That's from the Holy Spirit, not something that's uncontrollable. God is very, I say, on some level, passive when he deals with his saints. He don't make nobody do nothing. Satan is the one that forces people to, and jumps on them and makes them feel like they're going to be out of control, and just keeps pounding them with the same thing over and over again. And just, that's Satan. See, people don't know who God is, and they think Satan, because they've been dealing with Satan for so long, they think God is like Satan. No, he's not. He's not going to jump on you and make your gut hurt because you're laughing for 16 minutes straight. Just recently, September 2018, I had an email from a guy who said, I don't agree with this holy laughter thing. You said that it's not from God. I believe it is. I first got the tongues, and then it exposed itself in holy laughter. So he was aligning holy laughter and tongues together. I'm like, that has no correlation together at all. See, some people are grouping a lot of the manifestation of the Holy Spirit with everything else. Like, they think prophecy and tongues go together, and then they throw in holy laughter, which is not even in the Bible. And they just mixing everything together. And he was adamant about that. And then he said, well, I had a prophecy that came true, so this justifies my holy laughter and my tongues. I'm like, while it comes from the Holy Spirit, tongues and prophecy comes from the Holy Spirit. Satan also has divination, which can give you foretelling knowledge, and it can come to pass. And tongues can come from Satan, where you can speak in an unknown language. And holy laughter, obviously, once again, is not from God either. So I don't care that just because you had a so-called prophecy come to pass doesn't mean that your tongues or this holy laughter is justified or validated. You know, but he got upset and he continued to try to go back and forth with me. And I said, I'm not going to tussle with you. You can do what you want to do. If you want to believe holy laughter is from God, go ahead. I told you that it's not. It's from Satan. you in danger of the lake of fire if you continue to play around with that spirit. And that's what I do with anybody who continues to try to go back and forth from me via email. I say, look, believe what you want to believe. The conversation's over. Do what you want. I don't need to fight with somebody for them to accept my viewpoint or what the Bible says. You know, I'm not with that. I stand on the word alone. I don't need any validation. And that's what usually people are doing. And they call me or email me because they want to validate their point. If they can beat me in some kind of a debate or conversation, then it validates what they believe. They're never able to beat me because they're fighting God's word. I'm just somebody giving what God said out. So you can't beat what God said. So I end the conversation and they continue on in their rebellion and their deception. And so if anybody wants to contact me after this, I'm not hearing it because I'm done going back and forth with people like that. Okay. If you have legitimate questions, though, you can ask. So I just want to say that. So the Job passage that this guy said he had a dream that God gave him to help me understand was not valid. Okay. And he couldn't deal with that. Once I gave him the interpretation of the scripture in context, he didn't even respond back. He's just like, okay. Then the next thing he did was this. Well, you're in danger of blaspheming the Holy Spirit. I'm saying, well, what do you mean? Well, you're saying that what's coming from the Holy Spirit is from Satan. And that's what the Pharisees did to Jesus. And see, so first of all, blaspheming the Holy Spirit is not saying that what's coming from the Holy Spirit is from Satan. That's not what blaspheming the Holy Spirit is. But if you want to say that, go ahead. You can start that. But the Bible also says to test the spirit. So if something is claimed to be coming from the Holy Spirit, it's your job to test it. You can question it. So you're not in sin by saying, hey, you know what? That's what's coming from that so-called Holy Spirit. That ain't from God. So you're not in sin from doing it. The Bible says test the spirits to see if they are from God. So I got the right to test anybody who's saying they're speaking in tongues, they prophesying, they laughing uncontrollably. I can test them and say, okay, you're saying you're from the Holy Spirit. Let's test that. All right. God says you can do that. So we're not in sin or we're not blaspheming the Holy Spirit by doing that. All right. Am I going to go into what blaspheming the Holy Spirit is all about? That'd be something else. People ask me about that a lot. I'll do that in another talk or something, but it ain't got nothing to do with that. You can test the spirits. All right. So basically what this boils down to is this holy laughter stuff is really coming from a demon spirit they call Kundalini. It's found in yoga. There's something called laughter yoga out there. I encourage you to just type in Google laughter yoga or type in that into the YouTube search engine. You'll find videos on that. Okay, you can practice a form of yoga where you will be induced into a uncontrollable laughter. Okay, and what's happening? You just got a demon jumped on you and made you laugh. That's all that is. And see, people will not really look too down on this particular phenomenon because, oh, it's just laughter. It's harmless. You know, it's harmless. So I mean, I don't see what the problem is. They just laughing. Laughter is good. Laughter is good for the soul. I think that's what it's saying in Proverbs or something, right? Laughter is good for the soul, right? Or something like that. So what's wrong with it? I'll tell you what's wrong with it. I'm going to, you know, link to those videos. Well, I'll just link to the article about holy laughter because I've written about this years ago. And there's two of them where it just exposes what's going on. The person who actually got this so-called phenomenon, he went to a white pastor, and he went to some eastern area, and then he came back with this stuff and he presented it to his church, and now his church is all on the ground on Sunday laughing their behinds off, and it's just this experience every time and he brought this stuff, and then it spread it, and it's in a lot of churches now. If it's not that, it's people falling back. And the Holy Spirit ain't trying to knock you down. Like, that's harmful to your health. It's just, why is it that somebody has to be there to catch you and all this stuff? That vessel belongs to God. So he's not trying to knock it down. The only person that's knocking you down is the devil. Okay, so that's just another side note for people in church when they're praying for you and then Something just knock you down to the floor. They call it, oh, I was slain in the spirit. Now, the only time I see somebody slain in the spirit is they got killed for lying to the Holy Spirit. And that's found in Acts, where there were two people who did not sell their property properly and give all the money to the church as they said they were. And they didn't have to do that. They could have said, I'm only going to give half, but they lied and said they gave all. And so I think it was Peter who brought them up and said, hey, did you sell all, you know, and he asked the man first, the husband. And he said, yeah. And then he said, you lied to the Holy Spirit. And he dropped dead right then and there. And then he brought in his wife and he asked her, he said, did you sell all the property and give everything to the church as you said you would? And she said, yeah. And she said, okay, well, your dead husband has just been dragged out. You going down next. And then she dropped dead. And they drug her behind out and took her out. That's what slain in the spirit is, okay? What's happening in churches, a lot of times I've seen this, I felt this too. I was in church and they were praying for me. This is Pentecostal. They were actually trying to push me down so I could fall. I felt the pastor's hand trying to push me down. He had his hand pushing it so I can fall back. And I didn't fall back because I'm like, dude, what are you doing? It felt kind of heavy. I've watched people in church where the pastor was like, he wanted the effect after praying for them just to fall back. Some of them didn't fall back because they like, I could see, and this was a white girl at the time, she kept resisting, like, why you keep trying to push me down, basically? Quit trying to push me back. This stuff is not of God, y'all. We got to stop accepting this is normal, okay? You don't need to fall back. It's not necessary. But see, the thing is, and we're going to deal with this in the next sermon, that people need to have experiences. They need to have physical experiences because they don't have a spiritual connection to God. Okay? So they want these physical experiences. They want to feel something. They want to have a spiritual orgasm when they go to church. They want to scream out the top of their lungs when they go to church and speak in tongues for 3 hours straight. They want to feel electricity come through their body when they go to church. They want to feel something because they don't have a spiritual connection with God. And so Satan steps on in and says, I'll give you something. And so now they got this counterfeit spirit flowing through them and they're warped out of their mind, perverted, going to church every Sunday thinking they're serving God when they're not. Don't even know who God is. God says, worship me in spirit and in truth. Then they got nothing to do with your feelings. None of your five senses are being activated necessarily. Okay? And the people don't like that. They don't want to be in the spirit. They want to be in their flesh. Something they can touch and feel. God ain't with that. And we're going to deal with why people like that. And we're going to, you know, but that's just a snippet of that. All right? So here's what's happening with this holy laughter. You say it's harmless because they're just laughing. Here's what's happening. Demons are mocking God and mocking the person that they're laughing through. That's what they're doing. They got his creation, the apple of his eye, made in the image of God, laughing at him through with a spirit laughing through him. That's what's being happened here. Out of all the 29 references in the Bible, in the King James Bible regarding laughter, 21 of them is referring to mockery. All right? Ridicule, this, you know, jeering, contempt, scorning, teasing, taunting, sarcasm. That's what's going on here. So the enemy is laughing at God and saying, ha, 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 I got your people laughing at you. And they're also laughing at the person that they're using. Okay? They're mocking you. You on the ground laughing. The demon's mocking you. And then he's mocking God. Why you thinking you laughing because you overcoming Satan? You on the ground. Satan is overcoming you. You ain't beat Satan. You're on the ground. Satan's beating you. Why you on the ground laughing? You know, I had to do this sermon because people falling for this. And usually because they didn't have any other correct understanding prior to coming into a church. They just came in. Everybody was doing this. It felt good. They just doing it. I'm telling you, this ain't of God. You need to look at it from a critical perspective and just look at it from scripture. Okay? The fact of the matter is, Satan hates God and his and humanity. And so he's mocking God. He's getting you to mock God, to laugh at God. God looking down and saying, that ain't me in you doing that. And so he's like, man, my creation's being perverted right now. He's sad about that. Like, man, this person's laughing at me. And the demon is laughing at him in their own body. He's using your vocal cords to mock you. Think about that next time you're on the ground laughing uncontrollably. Satan's mocking you using your own vocal cords to do it. We call it the Kundalini spirit, the counterfeit Holy Spirit. We call it that. It could be something else. I don't know the other names for it. The bottom line is it's a counterfeit Holy Spirit. As I've shown you in scripture, there is no gift from the Holy Spirit called holy laughter. There is no fruit from the Holy Spirit called holy laughter. The Job passage, if you read it in context, shows that it has nothing to do with God making Job laugh uncontrollably. That was a response to him being vindicated by God for being lied on or told that he was in sin because of his condition. So that's all I got to say about holy laughter. Now, of course, the angel dust, people say they find that. They say this is the gold dust. They say I found some golden dust in the church. And none of that is in scripture. They say they find angel wings. They say, you know, angels are watching me. And I just found a wing of an angel. And this is stuff that appeals to people's flesh to make them feel special. I found some diamonds. You know what those diamonds mean? That God looks at you as a diamond and you're special to him. God does look at you as special, but he's not dropping fake diamonds around for you to collect because they fake diamonds. Do your research about this stuff. I found out that a church was actually like before service, they were going into the air ducts and then like putting like, you know, some like cheap dollar store party dust in the air ducts and then letting them release during the service while people were praising and worshiping. And then saying that somehow the Holy Ghost was dropping down some holy dust or whatever on people. The feathers, they're not from angels. These are something that people are planning to make you feel some kind of way. The diamonds are not real. If you pick them up and take them to a pawn shop, they're not going to accept them. Those are plaques. They got them from Dollar Tree. Somebody bought some Dollar Tree party materials. And then scattered them around the church for you to find and to say to you special because somehow the angel is presenting a feather. And this is foolishness. Now, we got to come out of this because I know some of y'all been, you know, this is from that same church. You know, I seen these things manifested on social media from this particular church in Florida. And they were doing a lot of this stuff. This was like several years ago. I'm not sure if they're putting their videos up anymore because of this, because, you know, people can obviously see that this is weird and not go there. And they probably want to maintain membership and to grow it. So they may not show these things. But if it's not this ministry, it's another ministry. It's somebody else online or some other church that this stuff is not of God. OK, you don't need to find a diamond to believe that God sees you as valuable. Just read scriptures and believe and accept it. Not to say he wouldn't do something for you. Like, he does stuff for us all the time, me and my wife all the time. He shows me that he loves me. You know, there are things when I need stuff, he does stuff for us. He saves us from things. He provides for us. But to say that, you know, I found a diamond today, which is really fake. It's not even real diamond that somehow says that God loves me or whatever, or this gold dust or angel dust or so-called wings from angels around, so it makes me feel like somehow angels are watching me. This is all of the flesh. This is not of God. That's all I got to say about that. I hope this makes sense. I know it's hard for some people because they grew up around all of this, but it's deception. This is not how God operates. Look in scripture for yourself. All right. I would encourage you to look up Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. That is the fruit of the Spirit. And you will see nowhere in that list of the fruits where it says love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, temperance, self-control, etc., does it mention holy laughter. In the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, which you did a whole sermon on, there was no mention of something called holy laughter. Okay, nowhere in Scripture does it mention anything about angel dust or gold dust or finding angel feathers or finding diamonds to represent God's love for you. None of that. All right, that's the end of that. I hope you get it. I hope you understand it. Walk in the Spirit. And till next time, be blessed.